So let's talk about the men's day. Obviously, you know, Kevin Bolger came super close to qualifying.
Yeah, it's of course always disappointing to have no qualifiers, but that just isn't what it's all about. You have to read between the lines a little bit. And this is our first race of the season. The Classic Sprint has never been our absolute strong event as the team. And so when you look at a few of the factors, it wasn't actually that bad. Kevin was really close. Simi had a little bit of a tumble in the stadium, and Eric actually skied quite well. It's just a very difficult field to qualify in here in Ruka. So I think we'll look back on today as, yeah, for sure we want more, but it's not really a failure. It's not, there's not a disappointing feeling attached to it.
And kind of generally, I know I spoke to Chris Grover a few weeks ago before the season started, and it sounded like you guys were going to do some small modifications to Classic Day waxing and maybe just in terms of like protocol. Maybe kind of speak generally about that, the new workflow kind of is presenting itself on race day.
Yeah, every year we take a look at where we want to improve, and this season we decided that a big area where we can make some progress is with our classic skis. And so like the athletes set their goals, we did with our service program. We've hired a couple new full-time techs, one Estonian guy who worked for us last fall for period one, and a Norwegian who has worked for us in the 2006-2007 season. And the main focus, I can't really go into details too much about what our procedural changes are, but we're placing much more focus on how we schedule things, how we prioritize finding the kick versus finding the glide on these classic days. And I was very impressed with what I witnessed today. It was a team, I don't want to say it's seamless yet because we're all just getting together for a second weekend of racing here, and it all still feels new, and we have some things to iron out, but today worked.
And I'm assuming the conditions kind of looked as they played out on television, light flurries, fresh snow, and cold.
Yes, but not so cold. And in Finland, being close to the, you know, Baltic Sea, we are always experiencing very humid conditions. Yep. And so what might be a guaranteed hard wax condition around -2, -3 degrees, sometimes in Finland, it's playing with clister covered. It wasn't today. It was warmer hard waxes, but it wasn't exactly straightforward. There were people slipping and sliding all over the place. Some people icing. It wasn't a disastrously difficult day, but it was a challenge for weekend number one.